Blog Talk
Radio. Hello, everybody. It's me, Black Talk with Black. And it's good to know the Almighty God. I want to say to you this morning, with so much going on around the world, as we get into service, I want you to understand that God is still in control. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. As we go from step one to step two, the question I want to ask, where you with God? Have you prayed this morning? Have you talked to God this morning? Last night, I prayed and I talked to God. I want to know, have you talked to God this morning about your condition? About what's going on in your, if you made an effort to thank God for bringing you so far in life. And I want to tell you this morning that it's good to know God. It's good to know that you're a woman of God, you're a man of God. It's good to know you're able to go to the next level. And I'm praying that you stand tall for God to bless you. All, whatever you're going through this morning, I want to say this, all is well. And I want to tell you this morning, it seems like it's dark, but light is at the end of the tunnel. So I want you to get ready. I got Mary down in Detroit, she's going to read the scriptures this morning. Get your pens and paper and put them down. If you got a need, plant a seed. I'm seeding for my miracle. I'm seeding for my happiness. I'm seeding because God's going to do something for me. And you know what I'm saying this morning? This is Sunday morning with the bishop, and I said things that you might not like. I said things that might damage you in the physical world, but it will build you up in the spiritual world. So I want you to get ready for God to carry you to the next level and get ready for a door that God might open up for you. This Sunday is a Sunday like no other. This Sunday is a Sunday you look around you, you see people dying and all kind of stuff going on, but God is still in control. God is still reaching out blessing and sanctifying some people. And I want you to know this morning, Ashe, I have an ancestor. You ask not because you ask not. You ask not so you don't have, okay? So if you ask not, you have not. What have you asked God for? What have you made your mind up that you're going to stay strong? It's people going crazy. They walk out the house and go crazy. People on dope, alcohol, drugs, all of that. But God is still in control. Thank God for Jesus. I just want to say that this morning. I want Sister Hawkins to read these scriptures. Before she reads the scripture this morning, I want to tell you, ain't nothing too hard for God. And when God sets you on a course, mother, stay on the course. I don't care what man said, what husband, wife, children said. Do what God tells you to do. You're going to end up on the top, not at the bottom. Okay? The wages of sin is death. Gift of God, eternal life. I got a nice message coming all the way from Louisiana this morning. He got a hot message, and I'm ready to listen. In the anniversary, going in the anniversary, and I told him, get ready. I'm going to have Mary read. I'm going right to that. Let me go get Mary to read these scriptures. Now, where Mary read the scripture, you might want to plant a seed to the ministry. Go to my website, theseedabrahamjonesite.com, and you can plant your seed. Put it in your Bible. I'll tell you what to do with it. If you got a need, write down your need with your donation or with your seed and watch God make it come quick, fast, and early. Sister Hawkins, the Hawkins sister, God bless you, Mother Hawkins. You're on the air.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
And the 27th number song.
No, I just read 23rd number song, 1 through 6.
God bless you with that. What about the 27th number song?
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
I just got a text. Sister Wilson says she enjoyed your reading. She said every time she have a problem on her job, things work out. And she reads the 23rd, the Lord is my shepherd, I want, and the 27th number psalm.
Okay.
That was two songs she's reading this morning in our hearing. You got that?
Yes. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should camp against me, my heart should not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to acquire in his temple. For the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle, sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. I just read the number 27, number Psalm 1 through 7. Amen.
Thank you for that psalm that you read. That was a blessing for you to read that psalm. I want to let you know. Yeah, Mother, I want you to know that speaking all the way from Louisiana, and I want her to know that God has opened up a door where people can hear you in Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Chicago, Detroit, and you know your anniversary starts at 12, but it's 11:09, so I just want you to just let God have his way, and the word that you give us in Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, and even over in Africa. So see, I want to say to him, what the devil fixed to be hate, God turned it around and make it be a blessing. So this morning, you're going to get out all over the country with your anniversary. I'm going all the way to Louisiana to Mother to bring her word. You're on the air as I speak, Mother. God bless you.
Okay, now I don't need you to get what you got.
Oh,
God bless you.
You on that?
God bless you. Okay, God bless you. I thank God for Jesus this morning. I thank God for Jesus this morning just to be able to just say thank you. Thank God for waking us up, closing our right mind to be able to travel down the dangerous highways and byways. And Lord, we just thank and praise you, Lord, that our light is shining in the dark area, that men will see the light and will come out of light and say, what must I do to be saved? I'm sitting here today talking to a young lady, and I was just sitting there talking to her. She said, I would like to entertain you, and I would like for you to just pray for me. Because I know what the word said, the prayer for righteous availeth much. If you pray, you'll stay. If you fast, you'll laugh. If you don't pray, you ain't going to laugh. And she's dealing with various things. But I thank God for sending me into this earth ring today, sister, to be a light, be that light, that beacon light that nobody may not even see. They may not even read another Bible, the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 27. But I know the Spirit of God is willing. And all you got to do is just come, whatever you've been through, whatever you're going through, I know God is able. If he delivered me, he can deliver you. He said he had no respect or preference. He said he wants us all to come to the saving grace. He don't want nobody to be lost. We be lost. It ain't nobody's fault but ours. We all not made mistakes. The Bible says a just man falls 7 times.
Amen.
And he get back good.
Amen.
He said when the enemy come upon you one way, he'll come to flee 7 ways. And you don't know the 7 ways that God's going to get the enemy. Because he already destroyed. Because he said he's going to be bound for 1,000 years. And when he's bound 1,000 years, he can't rule and reign. He won't be able to hurt you no more. And he said we can drink any deadly thing and it won't hurt us. And when God shut the devil and cut him down, cut him all the way off, he's going to take his eyes off, his head off, everything going to be destroyed. Because
yes,
he was devil and he's going to be the devil.
Yes,
devil, follow devil.
Yes,
I don't follow devil.
Amen.
I rebuke devil.
Amen.
I kill devil. Because devil got to get out of my way. Because great is it, meaning he is in the world.
Ma'am.
And we are more than a conqueror. A lot of times we give in to the flesh and think the devil can do something to it. Devil can't do nothing to you.
Can't
do no more. You lie here today. If you lay down with dog, I heard my mama say you
will
get fleas on you. I'm not going to lay down with no dog.
Amen.
I'm not going to let nobody tell me I'm not worthy of what God's doing for me today.
Glory
because he said,
God.
Greater is in me that he is in the world. And I was just wondering this morning. Today is my 27th year past anniversary in this little old town. And I'm glad about it. They said I wasn't going to preach. They said I was going to be dead. I was going to be crazy. Look at the name. I'm still walking in that anointing.
Yes,
I ain't got to have no Bible, look at no Bible, to quote no scripture, because the scriptures is in me.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
We may be the only book that people be able to read.
I'm telling you.
And it may be the only, my life is an open book. Everything
ma'am.
You want to know. And then you get down on your knee, you ask God, God will tell you.
Yes,
you ain't got to go ask something. You ain't got to go ask yourself. Well, you go ask God. God will tell you whatever you want to know. And he may not tell you. He may tell you about you. May not tell you about me.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of times you start getting personal in somebody's business. God got a way of cutting you off.
Yes,
and when
do.
He cuts you off, you cut off. You know, it's a dangerous thing to be cut off from your family.
Yes, ma'am.
You cut off from your family today, dog. It ain't none of you. If God cut you off from them because they wasn't no good, you've been raped, and then you've been robbed. They done took your children. They trying to take your mind. I'm telling the truth. I'm looking right in your face. That you ain't told me that you had said you want me to pray, but I'm telling the truth. And you say, I heard you say you were homeless, but you ain't homeless no more because God said you got a home in high, and can't nobody claim that home that God got for you. I don't care how the devil think he can fight. Devil can't fight. No, can't fight better than God. But God got for you, can't nobody else claim it. You got to tell yourself that I'm more than a conqueror. And the devil can't do me no harm. He may try to do me some harm, but he can't do me no harm. And you got to put the word on the devil. When Jesus went up in the wilderness and fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he got hungry. What he said. And the devil said, he'll give Jesus all these things if he turn and do what he said. And Jesus told Satan, he said, it is written, Satan, I'm telling you today, it is written. He said, get thee behind me, not in front of me, get thee behind me. And we got to tell the devil, get thee behind her. Every time we get to praying, somebody coming and leave that don't want no prayer, don't want God. I don't care they don't want God, but it's going to come a time you're going to want more than God.
Yes, ma'am.
Because God's pulling the cover now. Everything that did in secret, he said they're going to be rewarded open. If you think you got some secret sin, they're going to be revealed.
Yes,
what if you think that you're going through that nobody don't know, God's going to bring every secret sin, every hidden thing, he's going to bring it to the light. So you might as well just come clean. He'll strip you with your clothes off. You want to lay down with a man and have sex, he'll strip you and fix you where you can't have no sex.
Yes,
he'll protect you.
Yes, ma'am. Glory to God.
Today. He'll protect you right now. He'll protect me.
Yes,
saying, I was out there. I know all about what you're talking about. I've been there. And God, if God can save me, I know he can save you. Because
ma'am.
I'm on my way to tell somebody that the way to sin it is yesterday. And the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior. Because you can be saved today. Whatever you bound by, whatever you thought you bound by, it don't matter how long you've been bound. We all been bound. Bound or some children can have you bound. You mean old man can have you bound.
Yes, ma'am.
But I rebuke that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command
Christ.
You, Satan, to loose your hold right now, devil. Loose your hold. I command you to come out right now. Come out of here, devil.
Lord,
you lying devil. You coming out of here today.
Yes,
she will never have another miserable night and can't sleep. She said she got two more days of this turmoil, bishop. She said when two more days that she set free.
Yes,
and when
ma'am.
She set free, she
don't
want to go in peace and sin no more. He said, do what the thing will come up on her. We got to know who God is and we got to know who we is.
Yes,
God ain't
ma'am.
Brought us just for the leaver. He said, I not have given you the spirit of fear,
yes,
but of power and love and a sound mind.
Yes,
your
ma'am.
Mind is healed. He said,
yes,
let
ma'am.
This mind be in you also in Christ Jesus. He had given you the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Christ.
Yes,
I walk like Christ.
Yes,
walk. I look like Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Christ, you see me.
You
I don't care
me.
What you see me. And I'm not just high what God is doing.
Right.
And I'm out on a mission. I don't care who don't want to hear it, who
right.
don't want to listen at it, who don't want, you going to listen to somebody.
Yes, ma'am. You got to.
I used to work, I used to work one time, and I used to hear my grandma talk about death, people on their deathbed. I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing in-home set, going to people's houses,
mm-hmm.
and then these people were sick on their bed,
mm-hmm.
and their bile was coming out their mouth, you know what I'm saying? And they were paying for the thing they had did wrong
mm-hmm.
in their body.
Mm-hmm.
How they had sinned against God and sinned against God's people,
mm-hmm.
want to call up people to hurt, and they have to be punished
mm-hmm.
for this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord,
they gotta be punished.
I said, I don't want to go through this.
They gotta be punished.
I said, Lord,
for
please
it.
Forgive me. When you sing, known or unknown sins, I heard anybody, I ask you to forgive me right
yes,
now.
Lord,
I want my slate to be clean.
Because
if you don't, you can't get no prayer go through. You sit up in the church all you want to. You just sitting up in there. You ain't feeling no spirit because you got sin hanging over your shoulder.
Right,
and he
right.
said, whosoever the son said free is free indeed. And God came to set us free.
Yes,
it wasn't
Lord.
No coincidence that he ain't mean to come to the laundromat today. I'm going somewhere, but he said, go to the laundromat. That's where you always camp out in.
Yes,
I got
ma'am.
Somebody down there just like you.
Yes,
that been
amen.
Just like you. And
yes,
it's a pleasure and an honor just to be able to sit at the table with you and tell the goodness of the Lord what he has done for you. 27 years. Calling. A lot of times I didn't know how I was going to make it, the A, B, C, and D. But it was God's goodness and God's mercy. And he still ain't this.
Tell me about it.
You see, he still
ain't
this. It's in mercy. It's in mercy. In mercy and in grace and in keeping
grace.
Power. But you got to want to be killed.
Yes,
you got to want to be healed.
Yes,
you got to want to be delivered. You got to want to be set free. And God
I
will
do.
Set you free today.
I do.
Oh, he will set you free.
I do.
You're going to get your children back.
I do.
You're going to raise your children yourself.
You know what I'm striving
well, you heard what you see. What, and I know you didn't tell him. I'm sitting there one plate and right
I
in
know.
Front of you. He's going to give you your children back. And I know how to keep
up.
Your children. You can't give up.
That's
you got to keep on. That's your goal to keep on. And every person that come against you trying to hold your children, they got to lose them.
Yes,
and let them go free because
yes,
they don't
ma'am.
Go. That ain't not that
in
man's children. Them
Jesus
are your
Christ.
Children. You carry them children.
Yes,
he may be the dad of them, but he ain't not the control over them children.
Right.
You the one for to see about.
Yes,
you for to raise them up in the admonition of the Lord and teach them what to
I
do.
I jump out of
a
pool.
I'm telling you the truth. And ain't no devil here. That's what I'm saying. No devil here ain't going to block you no more. He ain't going to hurt you no more. And me, I know he ain't going to block you. Dog. And me, it's third cap. We done came out here to the laundromat.
When the missionary come around your watch out, put it in the car. Put it in the car.
And God know what he done.
Yes,
he done make no mistake. And we thank
amen.
You. And we thank you. I thank for the opportunity to be able to be over the airway today to express and tell somebody about Jesus today because it is a good day. The third Sunday, every day is third Sunday. It's a good day to be able to tell somebody that Jesus lives inside of me. He walked up and down the side of me. He loved me as his own. And he ain't no respect of person. I just thank God for today because it's a blessing. Just to be out on the mission field this morning to lift his name up. Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for that
message.
I'm strong.
I hate to cry.
This is your anniversary. How many years that you've been on the battlefield?
27 years, and I hadn't got tired to you. 27 years, that's correct.
27 years, the 27 number song.
Mm-hmm.
I had to
the Lord in my life and my salvation. Yeah, the Lord in my life.
I want
and my salvation, who shall I fear?
Come on with it.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Yeah,
who shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked come to eat up my flesh and my folk, they stumble and fall and fail. He said, though they encamp an angel all around me, but I got confidence this morning, Bishop, that the devil can't do me no harm. Every plot, every trick they come to say, trying to send my way, I send it back to the center and the one that because I am more than a conqueror. They said I wasn't going to preach. I was a young girl when I first started preaching, 1996.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been 6 to 7 a few more months.
That's
but see, the God been good to me.
Yes,
oh, he reversed what the devil thought he was going to do to me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
He gave me that blessed assurance and that blessed hope.
Yes,
and I'm not ashamed about it.
I'm not ashamed about
the gospel of Jesus Christ.
About
I would like for you to walk down the street with me on your team after these 2 days.
Yes, ma'am.
You and I walk down and see what you got to be real. If I be real, you got to be real.
Be real.
I don't care if you
man.
Smoke a cigarette. I don't care if don't smoke no cigarette when we go.
I'm
just saying to leave
yeah,
for a parable. I'm just saying that we can walk together.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm drawing strength from you right now. You
yes,
drawing strength from me.
I
he
sure
said, how can two walk? He said, my angel, bitch. He said, how can two walk except we agree?
You my angel.
I'm telling you, I was sending the laundromat, bitch, and they cleaned it up this morning.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
I might not do nothing for them, but they eat my food and stuff. But whatever God says is all right with
you
me.
You cleanse the Holy Spirit. Use you to just lift that heavy weight off, all the anguish, all that turmoil, all the pain, all the hurt, all the bruise,
mm-hmm. all the rape. They don't rape them. Rape the bishop. They don't rape them. They try to take her mind. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to them. Face to face. I'm telling you. It took her children, too. Somebody saying about her children, like she ain't got sense about her children, and she late and she had them, and somebody that's going to keep my children. The devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie.
Amen. Amen.
And the fourth
lie. I want to say to you, Mother, on your 27th anniversary, God's going to open up doors for you, and every door closed going to be open up. And
thank you,
whatever
Jesus.
You need, God's going to grant it to you. And he's saying right now, all is well.
All is well.
Say all the time, everything in the divine order. I hear a word. Spread not thyself with evildoers. They'll soon be cut
be
down.
Be cut down.
They'll become
and with every green grass.
God's going to turn it around, and God's going to put it in another situation. So I want you to know that this 27 year is a golden year for you. It's the year that people being healed. People you've been healing in Texas, down in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. People been coming for prayer. And they've been going coming. But God said victory belongs to him. And I want
you to know.
I want you to hold your head up high and praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. My Lord and my God.
Then without doors, God did some for you. And I want you to know, just keep on praising God at your anniversary. Keep on calling on God, because God will always come and see about his prophecies.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to tell you, you are a bone prophet from your mother's womb. And what
thank
you said,
I'm a bone prophet from mother's womb.
Many people you help out of jail. I know the story. I know the people you done prayed for. I know the people you done took them off the death row. They was doctors say they're going to die. You prayed for them and they come back alive. I know your work. And your work is the work of the Almighty God. to hold your head up high this morning.
Yes.
I want you to know that God is able to deliver.
People always ask me, why you
get out with me now? I got it. He going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I feel this morning a kind of way
of the anointing of the Holy Ghost on your word. I feel that the angel, Michael, Raphael, those angels that going to be with you and people that will come to your anniversary dinner, they going to be blessed. Those that need healing, those that need deliverance, those that ain't got nobody, I want them that listen over the radio, read Psalm 27 as Mother Anniversary Day. And that scripture will be a blessing. It's a word in Psalm 27 for you. If you listen, breaking yoke, breaking curses, breaking hexes, whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. I feel that this morning when I was talking to God, He said all is well. And some people don't
understand
if you can talk to God. And I just want you to know, if you talk to God, He'll talk back to you. And people
and
don't understand that it ain't spiritual. I'm a spiritual man, and when you're a spirit, you talk to God, and God will give you the revelation knowledge, the job, the healing, your deliverance. I curse cancer, cataracts, tumors, high blood, low blood, whatever you need. This 27th golden anniversary right there in Louisiana. Right, as you just heard from Mother from Louisiana. I'm going to have her to give you a prayer in a minute.
One thing I have decided, the Lord, they will not seek after.
All over with all the death, the blood that's going on, the hurricane going on. God is still blessing that your mother prophesied to that young lady. So she's going to be all right. But I want to tell you this morning, you're going to be all right. Glory, hallelujah. And you know, when you can stand up and say, for 27 years, I've been fighting sin. For 27 years, I've been running and they get back Satan. For 27 years, I've been healing, delivering, and blessing. And God kept her up. God was alive. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, here's a prayer before we let you go.
Okay, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, you said, what are we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What we loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I command every spiritual blessing being loose right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, if that any among us sick, let them call for the elder or the church. Anointed will all pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord is the one that's going to raise them up. He said, if thou are committed in the sin, he said, confess your fault one to another. Say, the fish and fervent prayer for righteous man availeth much. Lord, I give on your people your word, Lord Jesus. You said that we confess our sins. Say you are faithful and just to forgive and clean us up from all unrighteousness. And Lord, you said in your word that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have went astray. Lord, but we coming back to you today with a broken and a contrite heart, asking your Lord to reconcile and take us back, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we asking for your mercy. We asking for your grace.
Your faith.
We asking for your faith, and we thank you for your peace.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for your peace that surpasses our understanding. And Lord, we just want to tell you, Lord, that we love you, Lord, because you first loved us.
Yes.
You loved us unconditionally. Man may not love me. Woman may not love me, but God loved me. He said, God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son. And whosoever should believe in him should not fail, but have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you, God.
Thanks,
and we praise your holy name
Jesus.
Today. Lord, there's no one like you, Lord Jesus. No one.
Glory
no one. Lord, you said that we keep our mind on you. You said you'll keep us in perfect peace.
Yes,
who mind that stayed
thank
upon
you,
the Lord. And we thank you for being the peacemaker, not the
thank
peacebreaker,
you,
Lord Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We come to set the captain free, come to destroy every yoke. Every
yes,
yoke.
Lord.
Amen.
Every burden, every burden being lifted right now. Every heart, he said, clear me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
Yes, Lord.
He giving you a new heart, dog. He giving you a fresh heart. He said,
touch
not, taste not, and handle not.
Yes,
he said, touch not the unclean thing. He said, I will receive you unto myself. He said, in my father house of men and man. He said, if it was not so, he said, I would have told. He said, I got to go away. I got to go to my father and talk to my father. He said, where I am that you may be also.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, he'll never leave you.
He'll never forsake.
No, he forsake. He said, he's even to the end of the world. He said, go in peace and sin no more. What's the thing that's coming from?
Amen.
And that prayer, what I'm going through, this is God's sin, but that happens to me often. Like, he'll send me somebody when I'm going through a hard time.
He'll send you somebody. We're waiting to go to the lunch at 12 o'clock, but he sent us here because we always come here.
Yes, ma'am. To minister to my spirit.
Minister your spirit. Somebody. We didn't know who's in here, but he always has somebody waiting. Patiently.
Mother, yes. I want to say this. The mother that passed, I forget her name.
Mother Walker?
Mother Walker. I just want to send that spirit. Mother Walker spirit walked in there when you were testifying. Mother Walker wants to know that she's there. Lord, hallelujah. Mother Walker, I can see her standing around you in her white angel uniform. So I want to uplift you this morning. Mother Walker was 100 and some years old, but she's walking with you this morning. And I want to let you know all you did for Mother Walker, that her spirit is walking with you this morning. Ashe. And the word of your great-great-grandmother is walking with you this morning. And it's nothing for you to shame of. There's nothing for you to be down out, because God put the spirit in your belly. So it's got to come out. And what's
got to come out.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost got to come out. It's leaping up down in my womb. It's weeping in my stomach, my belly, my womb right now. It's the truth. And you can't hide it. And I ain't trying to hide it. I don't care who don't want to hear it. It don't bother me.
Amen.
People need to hear about the church. They need to hear about Jesus Christ. They need the love of God instilled in them. Because they want to be guys. Y'all not guys. Y'all mere men.
I want to say this
it's
to
on
you,
the one rock.
Uh-huh. His word said, thank you. And the Hawkins sisters from Detroit, I had Mary Hawkins read the scripture. And I got the Hawkins sisters saying, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
many thankful folks in the house tonight? If you're thankful, get on your feet. And let's tell God together with thanks. Thank you, Lord.
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 Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. God has allowed us to be together one more time, and we got to be to know that he allowed us to be together one more time. And I want to thank Mother for her 27th anniversary. God has allowed us to be together in Mississippi, Arkansas, where we might be. God allowed us this morning to wake up, and the old folks said, close in my right mind. God brought us together one more time at this 12 o'clock hour. And Mother gets ready for her anniversary. 27 years she's been laboring, helping folks, cussed out, pushed back, but she still stands the test. The queen of the town. Mother Walker, God bless you in the spirit realm. Mother Joe, God bless you in the spirit realm. Prophet Johnson in the spirit realm. Bishop Gate Miles Moore in the spirit realm. Those that gone on, that stood there. One more time. Glory, 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 glory. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Wherever you're going through, it's going to be all right. Just one more time to come together, to speak to each other, to say all is well.
One more time. One more time. Let's sing together.
Yeah. Lord, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Bring it down. You know, the doctor said in 93 that I had colon cancer. Said I wouldn't live to be 38 years old. But when February the 1st, 1994 came around, I'm yet here, yes. And did you not know the Lord didn't have to be good to me? You that sitting here tonight that know that the Lord been good to you, get your way to heaven. How many know what I'm talking about? Say yeah.
Whatever you need this morning, God got it. God bless you. I'm feeling some kind of way. Feeling that it's gonna be all right. I'm telling you, get ready for God to pour out you that blessing. He has allowed us to come together this morning to say all is well. To say whatever you need, he got what you want. You turn it over to Jesus more. You can't work it out by yourself. Exodus 14:14, to step back, Moses. Let me handle it. And I want to tell you, it ain't your fight this morning. It ain't your battle. It's God's battle. So he'll work it out. You just let go and let God. Don't forget, Exodus 14:14, let God fight that battle. You can't do it by yourself.